We are learning Masechtas Avodah Zarah, Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, and we are beginning on top of Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. Zog to Gemara, Unkelis bar Kloinimis is our Girsa here, some have a Girsa, Unkelis bar Kloinikis, a Geyer. We know Unkelis was a Ger. Shodar, he was a famous person by the Romans, and they wanted to get him back. They wanted to bring him back, you know, into their fold, and they were upset that he became a Ger. Shodar Kesar, the case is sent, a Gundar Ramaya Basra sent a group of soldiers to go bring him back. Mashchase Bekroi, Mashchinu Bekroi, Lamaisa Unkelis convinced them with Psukim, and a Geir, the whole group of soldiers became Geir. Hodoshah, the Gundar Ramaya Achwini, so the case is sent a different group of soldiers. Abasra, and he warned them this time. Amalu loy tamru lev lemidi. Don't talk to him. Don't talk to him about any psukim. Don't get in any conversation with him. Ki avashak levazlu. When they were leaving, so when the soldiers were taking out Unkelis was schmoozing with them, and he amaluhu. So Unkelis told them, emaluchu mil sabama. Let me tell you something. We know that niyfura noka nura kami pipura. Now these are different levels of ministers in the government of the Romans. So he says the Nefura, they like to say the House of Representatives, you know, they hold Nokat Nura Kami Pura. They hold the candle in front of the senators. Pipura Ladukhsa, Pipura hold the candles Ladukhsa, Duksa like a duke. Duksa like Moina. It's even a higher level of a governor. Duksa like Moina. And Agmoina holds the candle Lakuma to the Melech himself. Kuma, the Melech himself, me knock at Nura Makami Inchi. Does the Melech hold a candle in front of everyone? Of course not. I'm relayed. They said, no. Amalahu, so Unkelis told this group of soldiers, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knock at Nura Kami Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu holds the candle in front of Klai Yisrael. Even though he's the Melech, he holds the candle in front of Klai Yisrael. The Chassid says in the Pasuk, Vashem Hoylech Lifneim Yoimam Bamud Onon Lachosim Aderech Velayla Bunesh Lahar Lahem Leches Lahim Velayla. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Kvayda V'Atzmai holds a candle in front of Klai Yisrael. Egaya Kulu. They all became Gerim after hearing such a thing, how Choshev Klai Yisrael is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself holds a candle in front of them. They all Megaya. Hodeshon Gunda Achrina Basrei. They sent a third group of soldiers. Amalu Lo Yishto Midi Badei. Forget about it. Don't talk to them at all. Don't say a word. Not even good morning. Nothing. Kinokt Levozli. When they were bringing him out, Choza Mezusto Demacha Pischa. They saw mezuzah that was on the door. He saw mezuzah on the door. Asav Yad Allah. He put his hand on it. Amalahu Mayhai. So he asked the soldiers, what am I doing? So they have no idea. Amrulay, Amalanat, you tell us. Amalahu. So Unkelis told them, in Hagash Loilam, the way the world is, Melech Bas Vadam Yeshiv Mifrim, the Melech Bas Vadam sits inside his palace, Vavodim Shar Mais Mechutz, and Avodim watch him from the outside. Vilkarish Baruch is the opposite, because Baruch Avodim Mifrim, the Avodim are inside, Vahum Shar Mais Mechutz, and he watches them from outside. Shunema Hashem Yishmar Tzeitzcho V'yecho Miyato V'yadilom. Igar, they became Gerim, and Sulo Shadav Asra, the kids didn't try again, after all these times that they became Gerim, he gave up, he didn't even try to bring it back anymore. Agav, the Shulchan Aruch in Simon Reish Pehe in Yeridea, the Ramah brings down the Zaminig Yeshayimrim to touch the mezuzah when you leave the house, and you should say, Pasik Hashem Yishmashay Sechavech Amat Vadelam. And the Mepharshim say that the Makar Hadav is from this Gemara, that you see that's what Unkelis did. So, this is the Makar for kissing the mezuzah when you leave the house. By Yoyma Hashem Law, Pasik in Parashas Toldos, where Rivka was pregnant and she was having a very hard pregnancy, and she went to shame to find out what's going on. Why, when she walks past the Beis Medrash that's kicking, and when past the Beis Zara was kicking, what's going on? Vayema Hashem Law. And Hashem said to her through shame, Shnei Goyim Bevitnech. You're going to have two nations in your stomach. And it's spelled Geyim with two yuds instead of Goyim. Amarav Yehuda, Amarav, Al Tikri Goyim, Ele Geyim. It means two great ones and two rulers, which is they never were missing on the table, not chazeres, which is lettuce, like kishos, cucumbers, like tzedonim, radishes, not in the winter, not in the summer. They had these vegetables all year round, which was a major ashiris, either because of the amount they had, that's twice as one side, means they had a lot, or the other pshatim. But in any case, He had all these vegetables at all times. The Omar, what's so good about this vegetable? Tznoi mechatech oichel. It's very good for the digestive system. The tznoi, the radish, mechatech oichel, cuts off the oichel. Chazeres mehapech oichel. The lettuce turns over the meichel. Kishos marchem mayim, opens up the stomach. Freit the Gemara is saying cucumbers are good for the stomach. V'altano debay Rabbi Shmuel, lomanu kashman kashuim. Why is it called kashuim? It's bad for a person like charavos. That's what's called kashuim. It's hard for you. So the Gemara, loikasha, habaravri, habazuti. Habaravri, habazuti, big ones are no good for you, but small ones are good. So bottom line, the Gemara says that these two were two very big people, and they were very rich, and they always had on the table chazeres, kishos, and tznoin. Now Tosfos, their maschil tznoin, at the end of Tosfos speaks out the famous question, v'afagav, Tosfos says, v'afagav, the Rishon Rebbe lo nena me'olam. We know that Rabbeinu HaKadosh was not nena from this world at all. I feel v'etzvek tana. He picked up his finger at the end of his life and said, it wasn't nena anything. He had a lot of people eating by his table, and he never had anything. And the next Tosfos, what we just spoke out, it says, next Tosfos is like Pascha Mel Shulchanim Tznoin Einzer Abusa. So Yomarim Suda Shulchanim So Tzrichin Lach De Lahap Beveichel. So I just think he had a lot of food, a lot of people were there. And that's what it means. And therefore, that was the chiddush of these two people, Taninas and Rabbeinu Hakadosh. So Tzrichin Marvait. It says in the Mishnah that there are what's the Yom Edom, the holidays of the Goyim. So we already went through some of them. We did Yom Genusio. Now Yom HaLeido of Yom HaMisa, the birthday and the yahrzeit of the king by the Goyim was celebrated as a holiday, as a pagan holiday. Divrei Meir. And V'chom Oimrim Kol Misis Yesh by Sreifa Yesh by Avodas Kechavim. It's only if it has Sreifa, if they burn the king's stuff, is it Avodas Zarvash? Eimav Sreifa Eimav Avodas Kechavim. That's the Shailon Amishna. Zot the Gemara. What's the Chokish Rameyer? We're concerned with Chokish Rameyer and the Chachamim. Michlal, the Rameyer Sava, Loishtam Misa Shiash by Sreifa, Loishtam Misa Shein by Sreifa. It's a void in the Mishnah that they made a holiday on the Yom HaMisa, say if they burnt the king's possessions or not. So Loishtam Misa by Sreifa, Loishtam Misa Shein by Sreifa, Palchi Balev is Chavim. On the day of the yard site, they serve a Vezara. What you see from here, Sreifa Lav Chuki. What you see from here is that Sreifa, that they burned the items of the king, was that considered Avodah Zarah? So Fir Amei, it's not Muchach as Avodah Zarah, because you don't need the Sreifa to make it into Avodah Zarah. It's that day of the Yahrzeit, they made it into holiday. But you don't see from him anywhere that Sreifa, the Sreifas of the possession, was a Chukah, was a Hagoyim. Mechlal, the Rabbanon say it's Sreifa Chuki, but it's Mashma, the Rabbanon who say it's only considered Avodah Zarah if they burned the items of the king, Mashma, that the burning of the king's stuff was the Chukas HaGoyim. Because right now we think that what makes it into the pagan holiday according to Rabbanon was that they burned the possession. So it must be that the burning the possession is the Chayk, is the Chukas HaGoyim, is the Avodah Zarah. Break the Mara can't be like that. But I'm going to embrace them. Sor for Amalachim, V'loim Adarke Amari. It says in the Braisa, which we have in Masechet Sanhedrin, that says if you burn the king's items, possessions, you're allowed to do that. And loy medarke amari ve'i chukehi. And if it's a chay kagoyim, a non heches afina, how will I do that? B'chsev chukzei moysalechu. So it's the first Braisa that they burn us. They burn for the malachim. Ella must be the kuliyama sreifa lav chuki. The kuliyama sreifa is not considered choyk agayim. So what's the machlokes rabbanon and the rameya then? Ela chashivusi, just show us chashivus. So it's a simon to the chashivus of the king. V'halcha v'halcha v'figi. Rameya sova lo yishto misa shuva sreifa, lo yishto misa shuva imba sreifa, palcha ba l'chav. Rameya holds, say if the king is choshev enough that they burn his possessions. Say if they don't burn his possessions, either way, they make a holiday on the day of the misa of the king. Rabbanan Savri, a misa just by Sreifa Chashivalu. A misa that has Sreifa, so that is Choshev to them. Upachiba, that's a riot, that is Choshev Upachiba, and that day becomes a holiday. A holiday for the Avodah Zarah. V'she'im ba Sreifa, if it has no Sreifa, it's a raya, loy Chashiva. But loy Upachiba, it's a riot that's not Choshev, and they don't serve Avodah Zarah on those days. So it comes out, the kuliyam were coming out, that burning on the burning malachim possessors is not kula chayka gayim. It's just a simon how choshev the king is, and that's the because of Ramei and Rabbanon, if you have to have that chashivah, it's in order to make it a varizor. But Ramei hold, they always made the yom hamisa into a holiday. Rabbanon say, no, it depends. If they burnt something, means they considered him choshev, then they made it into a garish holiday. If not, they're not making it into a garish holiday. Gufa. They burn the possessions of the king, and there's no problem of darkei amayri. Shenemar, it says actually a pasuk that they did this. It says by Tzidkiyahu HaMelech, who was the last king of Klal Yisrael, and it says of Melech Yehuda, and it says there that Yirmiyahu told him, "B'shalim Tomus, you're going to die b'shalim, uve misifos avisecha hamalachim, they're going to burn your stuff in the regular misifos hamalachim arishayim ashayilfunecha ken yisfukulacha." Loch, they're going to burn your stuff, just like they burned all the malachim. And Amahim, and it says also, Kashem Shasharf Mamalachim, Kach Sarf Manasim, same way they burn on kings, they also burn on the Nasim as well, which are the Rosh Sanhedrias. Amahim Sarfin Amalachim, what do they burn? They burn Mitasan, Viklitash Mishon, they burn his bed, and anything else he used personally. Burnt his stuff. They burned 70 manaturi. It's a lot of money. Why would they burn the money? That wasn't his tashmishon. His mita and his things he uses. It was an item of his personal use. But shivim manaturi, it was worth shivim manaturi, and that's what they burned. Just want to speak out of Taisus over here. So it comes out of Yah Gemara that to burn the stuff is not Choy Kagoyim. Now Tosis says that as a kashya, and he says he saw it like this. That's a chilek, what type of chukas hagoyim? He says a chukas hagoyim that is the shame of Avodah Zarah, then even though it's mefirsh in the Torah that they do such a thing, it would not be a heter to do it. For example, he says matzeva. The obvious to bring a carbon out of matzeva. Lamaisa, since the goyim started doing it, it became an iser of chukas hagoyim. Mashainke in this type of chukas hagoyim, which is tam a shtus vehevel. So here, if there's a mefirsh or pasuk that Klal Yisrael did it, it would not be a problem chukas hagoyim. That's a big insight in what chukas hagoyim. So the bottom line is that even if you have it in the Torah that the obvious did it, or someone else did it, if it's if it comes a chayk to the Avodah Zarah itself, then it's also to do, even though it's in the Pesukim. Zot the Gemara Vayter, Umidah Achrin Eloh, you only burn his Klita Shmishon, Vatayim Lutan Abraisa, Oikrin Al Malachim. They used to be Oikr the Behema of the king. And Oikr means that they tear the tendons in the sole of the Behema's foot, and therefore it can't even walk anymore. So Oikr Malachim, Ve'imba Mishim Darka Emer, it's not a problem, they could do that. So what do you see? You see, it wasn't stam the klitas rishon, so even the behemos. Omra papa, no, sus shirocha v'lov. It was a sus used to ride on. That was his personal horse, and therefore that horse, they will oiker it just like they burnt his klitas rishon. They will oiker the horse. And I, you're going to ask me, does the issa tzar balachayim? As I freak toisvus, hey, I do tzar balachayim. You're hurting the animal. The way Rashi learns is that when you're doing Iker, if it makes the behemoth into treifa, you're not allowed to do it. And even though you're not allowed to be netted from the animal, and it makes a difference, like Rashi asked, but still, is it issur to make it into a treifa biyadayim? V'she'im ba'treifa is mutter. If there's no treifa, then it's mutter to do. Now, Tosfos is bothered, what's the issur to make a behemoth a treifa? Tosfos asks, in the bottom of Tosfos is ikur. He says, v'chikachim heim, shehei asur ligroim lehem treifas. And he doesn't understand. It's a different taste, it's a different pshat. He says, talking about making osa ba'achila. Hakaponim, the kash is like this. We're saying, the only thing you're burning is klitas mishon. So he said that the case was a sus. But now I'm going to ask you that behemoth tahira is shayach ikur. Because the brayta says, you're only allowed to do ikur. She'im ba treifa. Ikur she'im ba treifa osa. She'im ba treifa mutter. Ve'ezu ikur she'im ba treifa. What's an example of ikur is no treifa? On top of my base now. Hamanasha parsoisa marakuva ulamata. If you rip out the tendons from the sole, marakuva ulamata, from the bottom of the foot. No, that's not a problem of treifa. But what do you see from here? You see from here that a behema tahira, which applies the adinim of treifa, they did ikar on it. What type of klita shmishon is a behema tahira? And for the gemara tereva papa ba eglo hamoyshaches bekarin. Sometimes they had a little calf pulling the wagon, pulling the carriage, and the melech sat in this carriage. So we're talking about that type of animal, it's a kosher animal, a eglo hamoyshaches bekarin, which wasn't the normal. Usually you don't want the horse, but here they used the eglo sometimes. This was nicer, and hamoyshaches bekarin. So this was the type of thing. But in Echanami, the only thing you ruin and burn and be oiker is only the klitash mishon of the melech.